Hello, welcome to the podcast, Reelies. I'm your host, Carly McKean, founder of Emotion Release Technique, high performance business coach, and naturopath. In these conversations, I want to share about the real ease, getting to the root cause. And this may relate to our mindset, our behaviors, our belief systems, or thought patterns, or our physical body. And also getting to the root cause of our money mindset, manifestations, and how we can influence our business or success by addressing our own nervous system and subconscious patterning. If you're a health practitioner or coach, these are conversations you do not want to miss out on. In these conversations, I want to share about the incredible emotion release technique and how this technique is the missing piece to your practice or coaching sessions. ERT will fast track your client results and help you to exceed the expectations for your clients, resulting in more referrals, improving your reputation, and expanding the possibilities of where you can take your business. ERT can be the thing that transforms your client's health, mindset, and behaviors, and also unlocks your potential as a practitioner or coach, creating more clients, more money, and more success. Let's focus and create better client results, thriving businesses, and be happy and healthy in the process. Let's go deep, let's get to the core and create that real ease. Hello, welcome to this episode. Today is an amazing episode. We are talking about gut health. Now, gut health is very important. It's something that I love to talk about. Being a naturopath myself, we know that this is such an important area to work in. Now, if we are improving our gut health, we actually help our entire health picture, not just our current state of health, but also our future health. Our gut health is so essential. It is the cornerstone of everything. And when we get this right, everything else can shift and change too. But what I want to talk to you today is that when we're looking at gut health, it's not just around eating a certain way or looking at the sort of balance of bacteria, making sure that, we're looking at sort of the microbes, the microbiome. But I want to open up that conversation around the stress response, the stresses, the emotional component, the enteric nervous system. So we know that the gut and the nervous system are intrinsically linked. Yeah, we often focus on healing this nervous system through the gut with certain herbs or nutrients, but what we forget that it's a bit of a two-way street. So the enteric nervous system, which is connected to the gut, is living proof of how vital the nervous system is to the digestive function, and it can really impact its functioning if there's something going on there. So the reality of this could be that our emotional state, our stress response could be actually at the core of what's going on with our gut health. And I think that's really common with some people is that when they have these emotional responses in the nervous system, this could be anxiety or worry or concern, then we can actually physically feel that in the gut. And we actually might have some physical symptoms that come from that as well. So we actually have to be looking at the emotional component. We need to be looking at the level of the nervous system, the unconscious, subconscious response. We have to be looking at that part because then we're going to be helping our clients improve their gut health completely. Yeah, looking at all the pieces of the pie. Everything's important. Of course, diet's important. Of course, getting that microbiome balance and making sure everything's in balance. But we have to be looking at the emotional component, the stress component, the nervous system response to the gut, because that is a huge piece of the puzzle here. So digestive problems can actually be a secondary response to anxiety or depression or PTSD. Or something like this. This can be actually a secondary response. So we really need to be addressing the emotional component or this nervous system response in the body. We must consider the nervous system when we're addressing the gut. And if you're a practitioner that works on the gut, this is something you really need to be listening to. So when I work with clients, and I've seen so many clients over the years, particularly around this concept, around where they've been to other practitioners or they've been and seen different modalities, their gut health is not good. So for instance, constipation, right? Been everywhere, done everything, have this chronic constipation that they just can't seem to get on top of. Now, the reality of this is that that's obviously a big red flag, that there is an underlying emotional response driving these symptoms. And we need to address this to almost unlock this whole process. And a lot of the time, what I find is that there is an unconscious response that's usually been on play for such a long time. And sometimes it goes right back into childhood. And there's lots of different reasons of why that would happen. And so if that's the case, we have to reset the nervous system to process that response in the subconscious to know that it's safe to pass, it's safe to use the toilet, because a lot of the time this can be part of the patterning within the subconscious. Constipation, bloating, urgency, I get incredible results when I'm working with the ERT process on this, because this tests at the level of the nervous system to assess to see if there is an unconscious emotional component here. And not just around these particular common symptoms that I see. Obviously, that's really important to check on that and to see if there's an emotional component there. But it is essential when we're working with clients with IBD, so like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, it is essential to be assessing the nervous system here. There is absolutely an emotional driver here. And so we can look at this as a driver of these symptoms, but we also have an emotional impact of these symptoms too. So by actually working with the ERT process, we can really assess the gut properly, see if there is an emotional component here. And it is so incredible to see the results that start to show when you actually start to address these root causes or these root issues or these emotions that are really significantly affecting the body. It's actually causing the physical symptoms or contributing to the physical symptoms. It's essential. And a lot of the time, it's really hard to consciously determine what's going on from an emotional perspective. And even if you feel like you might know what's going on, sometimes the nervous system is completely, the response is completely different of what you actually suspect. So it has to be an assessment. ERT is an assessment tool that will actually assess that to see exactly what's going on. They find exactly the emotion. We can work out exactly where that emotion began so we can start to unpack the patterning. And it's amazing how quickly symptoms can reduce or improve because of the fact that we're getting to that core of what's going on here. Now, what's also important is addressing the emotional driver of symptoms. Yeah, so we know that if we feel certain emotions, we can actually bring about physical symptoms. We can feel it viscerally in our gut a lot of the time. And we know that there's that feeling of when we're feeling these emotions that we actually can exhibit symptoms. Now, research is really catching up in this area, which is amazing. And some studies have actually found the link between certain emotions, worry, anger, and actually the physical symptom of IBS. So we know that there's an emotional connection here. And this is why the tool, the technique, emotion release technique, is so important, because we can actually specifically identify if there's an emotional component here. And 9 times out of 10, if not 10 out of 10, there will be an emotional component here. And this is so great to be able to process, because you're going to start to relieve some of these symptoms. The other thing that I see is that some emotions aren't processed, right? So a lot of people experience certain situations or experiences or emotions and they suppress them or they avoid them or they distract themselves from them. But the reality is that the body holds on to this, and a lot of the time the gut does. And so this is where we can start to experience symptoms, because there's just so much that hasn't been dealt with. The body is holding on to this emotional component, this emotional response, and the brain's not able to let that go. And so then it starts to manifest as physical symptoms. And this can be really acute, like it can be something that is experienced and there's an immediate physical symptom. But a lot of the time when we're looking at chronic symptoms, absolutely there's an emotional component here. Usually there's some sort of patterning to that, and you really do need to work with an EIT practitioner to actually uncover what is actually going on at the level of the nervous system here, because it needs to be processed. It needs to be assessed, and it needs to be addressed and processed properly, because if there is anything chronic going on, absolutely there is an emotional connection there. And the great thing about EIT is that you can find out exactly the emotion. You can find out exactly where that emotion began. You can get huge insight to the patterning, which can really help to understand why our body is presenting in this way, why our body's creating these symptoms, which can be really helpful. The other thing I find is when you're processing certain belief systems around, it's almost like an identity, yeah? You need to almost process the identity that someone takes on to actually create a shift within their symptoms. For instance, if somebody has had gut issues for a long time, or they have IBS, yeah, they almost just decide that there are somebody that always is going to have a gut issue. And sometimes when we're actually taking on this belief or this identity around that, sometimes that can play out as well. Or if someone in their family or their parents have had some sort of gut condition, again, it's almost taken on as an identity around, I've got a family line of gut issues. I've got a family, like we're all my family have liver issues. And yes, totally, there can be a genetic sort of predisposition to that for sure. But sometimes our belief systems bring on some of these symptoms too, because we have almost decided that's what's going to happen to us. And sometimes too, not just the belief system, but how we're presenting with our gut health can also exacerbate the stress response. For instance, people that have IBS can be really fearful about going out or deciding to go out somewhere. And particularly if they don't know where the bathroom's going to be, that can actually trigger a lot of fear within them. And so this might actually affect the functioning or the sort of joy within their lives, because they tend to stay at home or not do too many things, or because of the fear of not actually being somewhere that it's easy to go to the bathroom, or if they have no idea what that might look like, again, they might hide away a little bit. And just the fear of being in a space where they've got to use the bathroom all the time, it actually can trigger the nervous system response. It actually can cause a lot of stress for a lot of people. And we need to be able to help these people, because that's really a hard way to live. And it sometimes can keep that cycle going on with the stress that's actually sort of worsening the symptoms, and they sort of never get off that cycle. So we actually have to be assessing for, again, the drivers to the conditions, and also be working with the fears that come up with the condition at the same time, so that we can start to stop the cycling of the stress that's actually contributing to these physical symptoms, that actually can produce resolution a lot of the time of these symptoms, which is exciting. Also, people with like chronic constipation can actually fear going to the toilet. And whether this is a conscious response, but absolutely it's an unconscious response that can actually worsen the condition. What I see a lot in children, if they've had an experience where it's hurt them, or it's been really hard, or they just have had some sort of almost like a trauma experience around the toilet, they actually learn really quickly to actually hold that in. And I see lots and lots of children that come and see me around this, where they're holding on and they're actually not passing for like 3 to 7 or even more, 14 days where they're not passing a stool, because of this connection between the gut and our nervous system, right? So if there is this fear response, the body will actually create this response. And so sometimes we're actually contributing to the constipation. And again, we can see this in children really clearly. If there is a fear there, they can actually influence the actually motility of the gut, and this can create constipation. So EIT is amazing for that, particularly for kids. And we can really reset that response so that we can get that gut moving. It's interesting when I talk about chronic constipation, not so much for children, but a lot of the time for adults, it can go back into the fear of going to the bathroom and doing a poo at school, the fear of looking like kids looking under the doors, or that fear of like, yeah, someone like, yeah, looking under the doors that can actually trigger this holding response. Or I've had other clients that have had bathrooms outside and they obviously learnt to hold it in because they didn't want to go outside at nighttime. And it really can create a response in the gut. And what happens is the gut can learn to actually hold it in. And then this causes this lifelong issue of constipation that has a huge list of consequences, particularly if it's a chronic thing. So we need to be looking at the EIT process, and a lot of the time it's a priority. Yeah, everything else can actually improve, like all probiotics or certain herbs or nutrients can be very complementary to EIT, but sometimes the priority is actually resetting the nervous system, doing the proper assessment on the gut, making sure the emotional components are being addressed. Then when you go to use your other sort of techniques to support your client, they're going to work a lot better. They're actually going to do the job that they need to, rather than everything happening a little bit slow, or having sometimes clients have more side effects or reactions, or things just don't shift and change, which can be really frustrating, not just for you, but also for your clients as well. So doing this in combination is amazing. As I said, gut health is something that is so important for our health, our wellness. And look, all of our neurotransmitters are made in the gut. There is that connection to the nervous system. The more and more we're helping that response, we really do improve our life. So if you're a practitioner that works with gut health, I do urge you to be curious around the ERT process. And it's something that you really need to be training in, because if you're not utilizing this particular aspect, if you're not assessing the nervous system response, processing these emotions that are driving the symptoms, seeing if there's anything underlying that's driving the symptoms that your clients experience, then you could be missing out on a huge piece of what's going on here. So if you have any questions, make sure you get in contact with me, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you loved today's conversation. If you got something out of today's episode and you wanted to share that with somebody that you know, please share away. I'd really love that. If today's episode got you thinking about a few things and you wanted to touch base with me, or you have a question, send me a DM on Instagram. You will find me at Emotion Release Technique. And I'd really appreciate if you would hit the subscribe button and leave me a 5-star review. It really does help. And this way you can help me to reach more people and help me in my mission to transform the lives of our clients, make a change within our industries, and to help me to help you to improve your business success. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you on the next episode, and I hope you have a great day.